Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Welcome back. Chad has a day off. I'm Dave Schrader. This is News Talk 830 WCCO. And I, for this next half an hour, I'd like to talk about something that's weighing on the minds of quite a few people lately. Gun control, right? With the recent school shootings, the mass shootings making headlines, it's hard not to ask what's really at the heart of the issue here. Is it the laws? Is it the enforcement of laws, mental health, or is something deeper in our culture having this impact? I mean, it feels like every side has their go-to arguments, but are we missing the bigger picture? And I'd like for you to weigh in with me. Dig in. What do you think is really driving this? How do we start finding solutions that actually work? You can connect with me on the Stiles Financial Talk and Text line. Pick it up. Give me a call. I want to hear your voice. I want you to tell me what your thoughts are on this. 651-461-9226. That's 651-461-9226. I grew up in the 80s, and aside from the occasional tornado drill or us having to go down into the basement because of the severe weather, there was never a threat that we were concerned about. And it certainly was not on a daily or weekly basis like it is today. So many people are just fearful that we're going to strip them of their rights to bear arms. So, you know, people are worried that we're trying to govern the type of weapons they own, how they own them. Other people are saying what really needs to be addressed is the mental health issues. What are the laws? How do we balance the laws? How do we get past the rhetoric and the BS? How do we get past the defenses and the walls that everybody has up and get to the heart of this problem? What is really going on and how do we contain this? We're the worst country in the world with this problem. And there are other countries that have guns that they're not seeing this type of activity. They're not seeing this kind of violence on a daily or weekly basis. It is brutal. I'm a father. I'm a grandfather. And the fact that at least once or twice a week, I have to sit down and really think about how dangerous school is. You know, some say, well, we need to put guns in the hands of the teachers. I don't know if you follow a lot of the news, but there are teachers that are being overpowered in their classroom for what? Taking a phone away from a student who feels that they don't want to give up their phone. And if they know that that teacher has a gun on them and that student who has no problem raising a fist to that teacher, do we really want to have a weapon on hand that could be taken away, overpowered, and then perhaps a shooting happens that way? What is the right answer? And I'm not saying that that's not it. I just don't know what is the proper answer. Is it that we need law enforcement in every school? Metal detectors? Do we need to get more of that enacted? I don't want to breed fear into my children or my grandchildren, but I also want to let them know that there is a need for awareness, that they should be aware and understand what they need to do in an instance like this. Let's go to the callers. We've got the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line is open. Again, that phone number is 651-461-9226. Dave from Andover, you're on the show.
Yeah, I appreciate you having this topic on, and let me talk about it. I'm 76 years old. I've been around guns since I was 7. Under adult supervision, I was able to shoot, like a 22 rifle, when I was a young kid. When I was 12, I took the state gun safety course with a couple other guys from my neighborhood, and with that, we could get we had a certificate, and we could hunt on that until you're 16 years old, they have to buy a hunting license, but I've also had a carry permit. My wife worked in law enforcement. I've got a lot of friends and relatives been in law enforcement, and you cannot legislate behavior. If people want guns, you can go out on the street and buy them. You can break into stores and steal them. You can break into people's houses and get them. Like I said, you cannot legislate behavior. So there, people say, "Oh, there's got to be a solution." No, every problem in this country, in this world, does not have a solution.
I understand that. I agree. And listen, I grew up in an era where, I was watching Starsky and Hutch on TV. I was seeing the movie The Warriors in the theaters. I played violent video games and read comic books. And you can't blame everything on TV, movies, video games. There is some breakdown that's taking place. And you're right. We can't legislate the way people act. But yet we're the only country in the world that has this problem at this depth. And, as soon as an issue comes up and we say, God, what should we do? Maybe we need to legislate guns more. You get everybody saying, you're not going to take my guns. Instead of the focus being, we really need to start figuring out an issue. Both sides need to come together on this. And okay, NRA, okay, everybody else, what can we do? What can we agree upon? And what can we start to put into play to start to balance this out? What is effective and working in other cultures and societies that we're missing out on here? Because the same battles come up every time it happens, but nothing changes.
Yeah, well, this country, there are more guns in this country than people, mm-hmm. by a wide margin.
Agreed.
And, other countries, have stricter laws and regulations right from the start. Like I said, that's the way this country was founded. We fought for our independence,
Right.
So, and it just proliferated from there. I mean, it's part of the nature of our basic society, and it's not going to change. Like I say, there are so many guns out, and you can't get a big magnet and suck them all up.
Right. I understand that. And Dave, thanks so much for calling in and being part of the show, weighing in on it. There is no one simple answer. I understand that. And I'm watching the talk and text line, people weighing in. One of the main problems with guns is that we have desensitized and glorified shooting and killing through music, mainstream media, and movies. And society does not hold the same moral values as we did 30 years ago. Of course, you can legislate behavior. This is the whole point of what legislation is. I understand your point in that as well, but I think what he's getting at is you can't dictate how people are going to react. How do we address the mental health issues, we keep saying that's the real problem. That's the real problem. Okay, then what do we need to do? How do we do that without thought police? Start evaluating people on the potentiality of the danger zone and putting them away or stopping them prior. That's where I think people are afraid we're going to go. We need to take a break. We'll come back. Paul is online too. We'll talk with him next. The talk and text line is open, 651-461-9226. I want to hear from you. Like many of you, I'm confused. What do we do? We keep hearing about the shootings. We keep hearing about these mass murders. And the debate never really seems to settle itself. There's a flare up a day or two after, and then it goes away until next week when the next tragedy happens. What do we do? What is the steps we need to make? Is it simply saying that guns of war do not belong in the hands of private citizens? Is it just that simple? What do we do? Can we legislate the way that people act? We can legislate, our caller brought it up, and I know our program director came in and chatted with me about this. You know, what the real point is we can't legislate morality. We can legislate actions, because this is why we do what we do. These are the rules that are put into effect and how they should remain in effect. But the bigger deal is, the rule is don't kill people, but it's not stopping people. How do we reengage this? How do we instill in people this? And we've always been a brutal, violent country. You can say that we're not and that there's been these moments, but looking at our history, that is just the way it is, and we shouldn't accept it. We shouldn't be complacent. And you're right, we have become more desensitized through TV, through movies, through media, through social media, through video games. I do see that there is an element of that into these situations. Okay, with that said, what do we do now to start to fix that? What is the conversation we can have? And you can reach me through the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226. We have Paul on line two. Paul, welcome to the program. What did you want to share?
Great topic.
Thank you.
Everybody knows, I don't know if we can wait for government to fix this or wait for somebody to fix it, but everybody knows that kid in school that was kind of quiet, off by himself. I think as a community, we need to be aware and reach out. That person at work that's weird, quiet, reach out, check in. We have to, it's going to take an effort on all parts. Government, red flag laws, community, checking in with people. That's what I think.
I agree with you, Paul. Thank you very much for calling and being a part of the show. Here's one of the listeners texted in. The only thing that will ever stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. I don't know if you're familiar with our past and our history. The Wild West was called the Wild West for a reason, because everybody had a gun on their hip and everybody believed that they were right and that they were standing up for what they wanted, doing what they wanted, how they wanted, and they had to change rules and change the way that things went down so that we weren't just out there. Remember, every villain is the hero of their own story. They're out there, you know, and I think that this is a problem. I feel challenged by you, and there have been problems like this where somebody is in your face because you bumped into them on a subway and they may be raging at you and you feel that you are being threatened, even though no gun has been brandished, no weapon has been brandished, but because you feel threatened, you feel you have the right to pull a weapon. There has to be more accountability. Many of you are texting in and saying, who gave the 15-year-old girl access? You're right. We need to start holding accountability to the people, the adults who have the access to the guns. Why are these guns not in locked safes where the parents are the only ones with the keys on them at all times? And if the child gains access, then you're right. I believe that the parents should be held accountable. That's my feeling. But if I'm wrong, tell me how. Explain to me why. And, you know, another listener, get the guns off the market. You can eliminate the product. You will never eliminate the crazy people. That's Pat and Stacy. Pat in Stacy, Minnesota, that wrote in. Problem is, we're not going to be able to do that. No. And as one of our callers brought up, there's more guns out there than there are people in our state or in our country.
It's good fortune cookie wisdom, but it's not reality.
Right.
It's not something that's going to be put into play because guns – whether you like them or not, kind of need to be accessible to an extent, in that it's just, it's one of those things where you have to kind of sift through the bad eggs and the good eggs, and mm-hmm. it's not a job I envy. I know a few people that have to kind of go through that process that work at, you know, Shields and stuff like that, where you have to kind of go through all these different checks. Yeah, they may pass it, but it's what they do after they walk out of the store with a gun that kind of, you know, tells everything about it. So
right, and another listener weighs in, banning guns won't solve anything. Yeah. The deranged will turn in other means of violence, knives, suicide bombings. We have to increase mental health institutions. It needs to start at home. We need to start talking with our children about bullying. We need to start having these discussions. Listen, I'm lucky I came out the way I did. I spent the first 5 years of school being bullied and punished on a regular basis by children, children my age and maybe even a grade ahead of me. And it was done because I was more afraid of my dad than I was the teachers or getting my ass kicked. My dad did not want to be called into school to pick me up later because I was held for detention. Mm. So I had the fear of God put into me by my father to toe the line. So I took abuse. I got beat and I got spoken to poorly and I was treated poorly. And the teachers did not react well to what they were citing and seeing. And they came from a different era. Their deal was, well, you deal with it yourself. But, you know, every person has their own basis. Now, it's funny because we're told that there's zero tolerance in the schools towards bullying. Well, I can tell you, as the father of 11 children, that's complete and utter BS. Because if you are a white child being bullied by any child of another color, the schools are very cautious because they don't want to seem that it's racial. Understandable, but I also, you can't just change the rules because of color for anybody. Bullying is not acceptable under any circumstance, and it needs to stop. I have been on the phone multiple times with my children's principals and school administrators dealing with bullying issues, and it was not until I said, well, you can handle this properly or you'll be hearing from my attorney, that suddenly they changed that kid into a different class. They removed the problem. But unfortunately, all they did was sweep that problem over to somebody else's class. And now some student in that class has to deal with the issue as well. The bullying issue is real. The bullying issue is happening. We need to start taking care of that. We need to start discussing with our children at home the way to treat people, to be more accepting of one another. We have to get past race, religion, handicap status, anything that makes people different. We have to start teaching our children empathy. We have to start showing this, and we need to be responsible for the weapons in our homes implicitly. Because you're right, yeah. They can take knives, they could take a box cutter, they could break a Bic razor and take that to school with them. You're right, there are other ways, but that is an easier thing to take away from somebody, and it may cause a scarring, but it won't end a life in most of those situations. So it's very, very hard. Listen, one of the listeners, oh, really? You'll hear from my attorney? Yeah, really. Because if I'm in a situation where my child is being bullied and the answer I'm being given is, well, you know, we really can't say anything because, but yet you're telling me you have zero tolerance. And if my kid were on the other side of that problem, he would be suspended or sent home from school. Yeah. Then if you can't handle this on your level with the zero tolerance, then this needs to take place. We need to remove the situation and talk to an attorney. Thankfully, I've never had to get to that point. But yeah, what else am I going to do? I'm not going to go into the school with a gun. I'm not going to threaten to beat up the principal or the parents of the child or the child themselves that are bullying my kids. But you take things into legal situations. That's the point, is you don't rely on physicality or threats of violence to deal with these issues.
And I know we got to go to break, but the point that was made at the beginning about, you know, one way to stop them is with a gun yourself. Nah, a lot of these stories, and I'm not generalizing as all, but a lot of them I've heard about are the bigger people in the school, the more muscular, taller people in the school overpowering said shooter, said person with the gun. In the end, whether it's another student, a teacher, whoever, It's not really always ever, at least not that I can recall from recent memory. I'm not trying to generalize for all of them, but it's not usually met with another gun. It's usually somebody that's bigger, more muscular, or more in more, you know, control of their actions that usually overpowers said gunman, gunwoman with their weapon too. So
another listener says, "You're privileged to have access to an attorney." Well, if your child's being bullied, there's probably quite a few attorneys out there that would be more than happy to take on the local school district or the local government to deal with that issue. Sometimes you just have to put a little bit of legwork in instead of victimizing yourself and saying, "Oh, nobody's going to stand up for me and I don't have the money." Make a call. Find out what your truth is. And there are many attorneys out there who will take these cases and will help you. So don't be so dismissive for yourself. Empower yourself. Make
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Phone calls, learn. That's what's important.